Tyler, Tyler, Roberts, Roberts, 11-8-2000. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, fever, headache, not feeling well. This is the fourth time I've been sick in the past year. I think I've had COVID four times, at least three times documented. Leg pain, arm pain, nausea, my stomach hurts all the time, history of dizziness, severe. My heart has been jumping out of my chest. Our patient is a 22-year-old young man. He's got a fiance. They live together. She's married. She's about to deliver in 20 days. He's under a lot of stress, period. Nipirikov, he's not exposed to any school-aged children, has never been diagnosed with mononucleosis, never really had a rash, but he's been feeling sickly for the past year or so. He's had COVID three times. He thought he might have COVID today, but his COVID test was actually negative. He does have cough. He does have shortness of breath from time to time. No nausea, vomiting, but he does have abdominal pain, no diarrhea today, but has that diarrhea off and on as well. He's hadn't had any blood work done because last time they drew blood on him, he passed out, and he's been afraid to do it again. That was years ago. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none, but has had COVID. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He works inside. He does as a manager, project manager. Family history, hypertension, no diabetes, no heart problems. Weight 161, has gained a few pounds. 98%, 98, 16, 71, 138 over 77. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, skin shows a rash, TMs are red, posterior interference is red, neurological non-focal. Anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted, skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, patient definitely does not have COVID. Number two, COVID test is negative. Number three, strep is negative. Number four, swab flu test is negative. Number five, blood work ordered. Number six, mono test ordered. Number seven, lymphadenopathy. Number eight, abdominal pain. Number nine, H. pylori. Check next number is treat COVID with Z-Pak, I mean, treat current infection with Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack. Next number. Did that guy get a shot? Next number is, we're going to recheck his, check his blood work today. Next number, H. pylori check. Next number is adnexium. Next number, he will call me back with the results. I will call him back with the results. Next number, he will finish his Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack. Next number is vertigo. Caused it to do a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, tachycardia, most likely related to his current infection. Next number is echocardiograms within normal limits. Next number is lymphadenopathy shows, ultrasound shows lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next number, another abnormality found. Next number is patient. We'll finish medication and we'll recheck for COVID if symptoms do not improve. We'll go to the emergency room if he develops chest pain, shortness of breath, or any of the symptoms. Thank you.